Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Porter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Campbell moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. Goslin moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisher moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Garms moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Farrell. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Levy reaches second base with a double. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to third. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up Vosmick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.